Oh, we've finished the countdown.
Tony Robbins.
Oh, yes. See, I'm trying to get everyone to dance. It counts us down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 before it starts recording. That was a good one, Nigel, because that actually flowed into the podcast recording, which is good. So if anyone's watching this on video, you'll see Nigel Jones throwing some shapes, as it were. A bit like myself. It wasn't pretty, but he did it. He did it. He got there in the end. All right. So firstly, thank you for joining me in these sort of short blast podcast, where really it's just an opportunity for me to showcase some of the brilliant coaches that I've trained and worked with, and also share their stories, because their stories are unbelievable. You know, I think we all have this hero's journey that's brought us to this point of wanting to contribute and give back in many ways. So I thought we'd start there with you, Nigel. I don't know if you can share your hero's adventure that's brought you to this point.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. It's great. I haven't seen you for a while, so it's great. It's great to sort of see you again. Yeah, my alcohol-free journey started like over almost 1,200 days ago. So it's just seems like an age away now. But it's just so great, just living this one precious life, as a famous author once said. Just you know, when you don't drink, you just really, really experience the benefits of going alcohol free and everything it brings to you. So yeah, for me, I'd been drinking 35 years, and I just fell into it. It became, I was really a grey area drinker, middle lane drinker, a couple of glasses of wine every night, and it was just getting too much. Basically, by the age of like early 50s, 53, 54, I just said, right, I'm done. I've had enough of this. I'm gonna be dead by the time I'm 60 if I carry on. And you know, 3.5 years later, never felt so good. I feel as if I'm in my 20s. I'm running, I'm walking every day. Life's good. Yeah, life's really good.
Yeah, it's great to hear. And I'm always smiling because you are the king of merch. Every time I meet Nigel, he's repping his merch. And you won't be able to see this if you're listening on the podcast, but he's got a hat on that is the 9 KM before 9 AM coaching hat. I like it. He's looking younger every time I see you. And that is testament, I think, as you described, to your alcohol-free adventure, which has been transformational in your own life. It's set you sail on this wonderful adventure that is self-development into coaching, into writing books and all these wonderful things that we'll get to in a little while. But I'm just interested, what were some of the biggest challenges or obstacles that you faced in those early days, let's just say, around your alcohol-free adventure?
I think the biggest thing for me probably was keeping it to daily goals. I knew I wanted to stop drinking forever, but I couldn't have that as my goal because it would have seemed too far away to say, right, well, I'm going to stop drinking for like 10 years or like 5 years or a year. It just seemed too far away. So for me, I think the reason why I was successful this time was literally that I set myself daily goals, and they really were. One was don't drink today, which was pretty straightforward because I really didn't want to drink again. Another one was go for a walk. And I actually went for a 9 KM walk, which for me was about 15,000 steps. So I wanted to do 15,000 steps a day. And I did 9 KM was 15,000 steps. And I used to do that before 9 o'clock in the morning. And so hence the name of my brand and my business evolved, 9 KM by 9 AM. So two of the daily goals were don't drink. The other one was go for a 9 KM walk. And the other one was meditate for 10 to 15 minutes a day. And it was by that, I just meant to, you know, just be present and be myself, be with my thoughts of what's going on around me at this present moment. And that seemed to put me on a trajectory that took me to the goal. You know, I lost like 5 stone in weight. My blood pressure went down. My heart rate went down. Everything became just really, really good. And I wasn't targeting to lose 5 stone in weight. I was just targeting go for a walk, meditate, don't drink. And so daily goals were really, really important for me. I also think that I coach a lot now, and that's thanks to you having done your training course like a couple of years ago. Just one of the best things I ever did in a changing direction in my career was to become a life coach and help people on the road to sobriety. And it's amazing. Like just going through dry January, the amount of clients I've had who've actually made it through that first month. And a lot of them are actually sort of they're a bit weary of these sort of alcohol-free drinks, or whether I should drink them or not. Is it cheating? And I'm saying, no, it's not cheating. It's absolutely nothing wrong with it at all. Drink as many alcohol-free drinks as you damn well like, because there's no alcohol in them. And literally, that's what I did in the first few weeks. So I think if it wasn't for those, it would have been a lot, lot harder. So yeah, the early days, three daily goals and drink substitute drinks, which were... They weren't really substitutes. You know, maybe like the first like 3 or 4 days they were. Then all of a sudden they were just like another drink that you'd have to like fill that habit loop. So yeah, those are a couple of tips I'd sort of share for the early days of going alcohol free.
Yeah, and I just want to come back to 9 km before 9 a.m, which is something that you did for how long? Did you keep that going for in the end?
Yeah, so I did that every day for 2 years. So. It was like something like 7,500 kilometers before breakfast. And I literally walked every day, like 730 days. I think I saw about 300-400 sunrises. Well, I actually physically could see them. They, you know, they weren't behind the clouds, or it wasn't too dark. Because a lot of these walks in the winter are actually in the dark, because I get up at like 5:20 and I'm out the door walking by, say, 20 to 6. And so... A 9K walk is about 2 hours. So sometimes you're in December and January, you're back before the sun comes up. But yeah, it was amazing. That completely changed my life, because, you know, it got me fit. It got me really into appreciating the beauty of nature and the healing power of nature, which I'm writing my second book on, called Reroot Yourself, which is all about actually how we're all like upside down trees with our roots in the air. And it's all about sort of getting back out there, opening your senses to nature and just rerouting yourself back into the world and just feeling good about life.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. Like, I have this overwhelming urge, this is a bit of an aside, to put my hands in the soil. Strange. So
yeah,
whenever I go out on my runs or my walks, I do press-ups now a lot of the time. So I'll do 100 press-ups and I'll do it in blocks of 20. So 5 20s effectively. But what that gives me this opportunity, in a strange way, is to get my hands in various different types of soil, especially if I'm in the woods. You've got the real peaty, you know, dark, gorgeous soil that's like deep in the dark part of the forest. And then you've got the open, you know, grass that's flowing or different terrain. And for me, that feels, I just don't know what it is. There's something I'm just drawn to put my hands in. And I guess it's a form of grounding in many ways, but rather than, you know, taking my socks and shoes off and walking barefoot, I just want to put my, I can't quite explain it. And I think there's something really sort of like visceral and primitive about that. I think we're meant to be in the soil. And just as you described it there about that upside down tree, that literally is me doing the, you know, the opposite of that, physically putting my hands into the soil. I don't know. There's something magical about that for me.
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on there. You're right about the earthing. I mean, effectively, your hands also have electronic impulses in them, which are linking to the electricity given off by the earth. So by putting your bare skin onto the surface of the planet, you are effectively linking in and becoming one with it. And the other thing that's going on is that soil has a bacterium within it that actually is called the happy bacterium, that if you get it underneath your sort of nails or onto your skin, it releases a smell which actually makes you feel better. It gives you like, it releases endorphins and gives you like a rush. And so that's why they say gardeners are happy, because they're constantly have got their hands in the soil.
Oh, I love it. That's absolutely genius. And then coming back to your alcohol-free adventure, which I know is really important to you, like what does that mean to you? In like as we stand here today,
I think everything really. I mean, for me, I was thinking about this the other day, because I'm sort of, you know, coaching people on stopping drinking, and I asked them, you know, what does it mean to you, and they say to me, what does it mean? You go first, and I think it, the one word that sums it up for me is freedom, and it really is. Freeing by you take these sort of invisible chains off yourself when you stop drinking, because my life, and I think a lot of people I meet on these coaching journeys, they're just tied into booze. I mean, it's become normalized in our society that, you know, if you go out for a walk, it ends up at a pub, but if you're celebrating something, you have a drink. If someone dies, you have a drink. If someone's born, you have a drink. If someone gets married, you have a drink. There's always a drink somewhere. And that's no control on your part. I mean, basically, you're being controlled by booze, and it's almost like life is just happening to you. You're not actually creating your life for yourself. And I think for me, when I stopped drinking, these invisible chains just fell off me, and I became free, and I'm free to do what I want. You know, free to get in my car and go for a drive at 11 o'clock in the night, which I never used to be able to do that before because I was probably had too many drinks. But it's just loads and loads of things. It almost like weaves its way into everything. The freedom aspect is like, you know, someone's opened the door of the prison and now you can just leave. And so that's what it really means to me, I think, if I had to sum it up into one word.
Yeah, that sort of freeing of the chains. I really enjoyed that metaphor. I think that's so true, isn't it? It's like, you know, I was likening it to kryptonite in your backpack that suddenly you remove and the world feels a little bit different. You feel like Superman or Superwoman again. And then on that note, tell us a bit about your book, which I loved, by the way, which I have a copy, a signed copy, Walking Back to Happiness. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I wrote Walking Back to Happiness during the first year of going alcohol free, and it really, really for me was like, you know, my diary of what I was going through in those first 365 days. So it's really a hero's journey, you know, to coin the old phrase. I literally left Kansas, which was, you know, the drinking me, and I crossed the bridge and I went into the alcohol free world. And there I actually fought my dragons. I slayed them. I came up against loads of challenges and obstacles. Everything you faced in those first days, weeks, months of putting the booze to the side. And then once I'd conquered it and discovered the secret of how to do it, I came back to this world, and now I'm sort of spreading the word of the beauty of life being alcohol free. And so it very, very really is an alcohol, a hero's journey. And it's split into six sections. And so it's easy to understand because it's all about day one, week one, month one, the first quarter, and everything that just happens to you during that time. It's all about sort of values, beliefs, finding your purpose, setting goals. And really what it's not about is the old fashioned way people try to stop drinking is through willpower, which really does not work. This is all about saying that, you know, the reason why I believe alcohol is good for me is just a belief. And it's just a false, horrible, limiting belief, which is a label so many people put on themselves. And the book is all about discovering the fact that you can change. All you have to do is realize that what you're doing is just a horrible belief that you've had for many years that you just got to get rid of. And I'll show you how you can do that, basically.
Oh, I love it. And great coaching is always coaching at the level of beliefs, which
yes.
Rather than looking at the actions and the behavior, it's like what's going on at the level of belief, which you described so brilliantly there, which the book does. And I know you do as a coach. And I'm just interested to know as well, like that hero's journey that we talk about, that Joseph Campbell's hero's journey. I talk about the arete way, this pathway to your arete, this beautiful ancient Greek word to fulfill your potential, your purpose and achieve excellence. And I really feel there's three distinct parts to that. Very often there is that moment that forces you onto the journey. And in our case, I think for both of us, it was our relationship with alcohol that caused us to step into this unknown land. And then we had to fight all those dragons and demons and really go on a journey of self-development, you know, through learning and new beliefs and new ideas. And then we meet this point, which then manifests for lots of people as coaching, which I believe is that final stage to take you towards your arete for lots of people, because there's a tug to something more. You just get this sense you want to give back and contribute. How did that sort of manifest for you, that sense of, oh, I've got to do something with this?
I think it happens really early on because I try to stop drinking thousands of times over say, you know, 20, 25 year period from my early 30s through to my early 50s. And I'd always got it wrong because I just wasn't approaching it from the right perspective. But when I did discover how to do it and I freed myself from alcohol, something happens to you. It's almost like you become more grateful, you become more compassionate, more empathetic. It's hard to explain. Not that I wasn't before, but I just became more so. And there's almost this feeling like you've got to tell the world about this great discovery that's just happened to you. And so for me, that manifested itself in writing a book. And then the book really wasn't enough. It was almost like, well, OK, I've got a book and people will buy it and they'll read it. But I really wanted to sort of, you know, get a professional qualification in actually promoting this great message of alcohol freedom out there, hence doing your coaching course in positive psychology. But then I went a step further and literally did qualified as a neuro-linguistic programming coach. So I specialize in NLP now. And NLP is just fantastic because people, if you don't know what NLP is, the N stands for neuro, the L linguistic, and the P programming. So neuro is about the way your mind works. L is like the language we use to describe ourselves and what we do. And the P is the programming. And everything you do is a program deep in your unconscious mind. And so the way you brush your teeth, the way you boil an egg, the way you sort of, you know, put your shoes on, the way you pick up a glass of beer or wine, it's all a program that you're following in your unconscious mind. And basically, the key to actually getting into this and changing it is realizing that all these unconscious programs have been learned. And so therefore, they can be unlearned. And NLP is a great way of tapping into the unconscious mind and actually changing those programs. And so this sort of thing that happens to you as an alcohol-free person is almost like you want to give back, you want to tell the world how great this life is. I've manifested that, or I'm doing that via writing books and coaching, basically.
I love it. And I have a massive soft spot for NLP as well. That's where I started my coaching adventure some 12 years ago with the co-founder, John Grinder, who's an incredible
Brilliant. Guy.
Blew my mind. And that is a wonderful compliment, I think, to what we do as coaches and the courses that I run. We cover NLP in there, but to go and get a specialism in it as well, I think just makes your coaching even more well-rounded and robust. And I know you're doing incredible things. So on that note, what advice would you give to someone that's thinking of setting sail on this alcohol-free adventure, for example?
I'd say just do it and do it now. The longer you put it off, the more time you're wasting. It is the by far the best thing you can ever do. There's this great analogy of the, it's called the domino effect, where it's basically a law of mathematics that if you have a domino that's say 1 centimeter tall, it'll, if you push it onto one that's 1.5 centimeters tall or 50% the size of it, it'll push it over. And then that one will push over another domino 50% bigger than it, and so on and so on. So if you start with a domino, which is, say, I don't know, 5 centimeters tall, by the time you get to the 13th domino, that domino is the size of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And by the time you get to the 23rd, it's the size of the Empire State Building. And by the time it's like the 30th, it's Everest. And by the time it's 57th, it's the moon. So it actually shows you just by doing one little thing, which for me was stopping drinking, all these other dominoes starting to fall over. And I got my moonshot, basically. You know, it takes you on the trajectory to where you want to go. And so I would say any advice is push that first domino over. And that first domino is stopping drinking.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I first came across that geothermic progression. I think that's known as
yes.
in a great book called The One Thing. If anyone's interested, it's a cracking book. But
yeah, I've read that. Yeah, it's a great book. It's a great book.
Similar principle that you just knock over that first, you know, 1-inch domino and you can literally hit the moon by domino 57, which is mind blowing, isn't it? You just think, what? You must just want to get your calculator out and think, that can't be right. But it actually is. It's this unbelievable law of mathematics. And then to finish off our beautiful conversation today. Like, what's the future look like? Where are you going? I know you've always got loads of exciting projects. Let me know what's happening in your world.
Yeah, I'm doing loads at the moment. Like, I'm writing another book, as I said. I've also just launched a business called the Alcohol at Work Playbooks. And so this is helping organizations, large corporations, write their alcohol policies. So basically, alcohol-free living comes to the business and becomes the norm, and it's more inclusive for people who don't want to drink, and it's not just about celebrating wins in business with like large booze ups in reception and drinking champagne. It's literally making the workplace inclusive and actually making alcohol-free living part of corporate culture. Because Gen Zs, they're not drinking. There's 20% of the population now doesn't drink alcohol, and it's the times are a changing, and really businesses are starting to wake up and say, well, look, if we want to attract the best staff and retain the best staff, we need to be an alcohol safe workplace. We need to be a place that actually respects people who don't drink. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm literally promoting the message now into corporate organizations.
Brilliant. We will have another conversation about that because I'm really intrigued. We'll take that maybe to another podcast episode. That's definitely something I want to explore in a bit more depth and detail. And then where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, so my handle on my website is at 9km by 9am. So it's www.9km by 9am, and then anything at 9km by 9am on Insta, Facebook, LinkedIn, it will come to Nigel Jones and 9km by 9am. So, and you can find out about my coaching and my books and our alcohol policies for businesses are there.
Love it. Nigel, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining me today. And again, we will do another round two about that particular topic. So I'm intrigued by that myself. Thank you again for joining me.